song. And it keeps getting better. If you don't mind, I'm gonna take a nap right now.
Come with me.
shadow on the loose means that somebody else is without their own. And that it has been wrestled from them, usually by some uncouth means. The length of the shadow measures the years of the curse. This one will fall into the tens of thousands. Its whip points to the stars, then circle closer and closer, erasing the distance between the deed and the judgment. Powerful images are at work in the scene. Other dreams flow in. A little cat, lost amongst the overturned pillars of a giant building. An eye that opens the same moment that mine is closing. Forests covering the floors of the oceans. On the way back, every time, it's the same thing. A woman. A woman. She sits in her chair with her head tilted backwards, singing barely audible words. The woman who loves me brings me a glass with a single tiny red leaf inside. She opens the window. Oh, the desolate sound. The woman who loves me crosses her eyes constantly, each time trying to bring the two images of myself together. The woman who loves me moves quietly through the shades of my dreams. I can always place her, but her outline eludes me. False gestures trick every attempt to find her in the daytimes of my life. If you don't mind, I'm going to go and join my sleeping self. Rest. As the afterwards of a timed life, we shades. Sometimes represented by sheets on the October holiday. Becomes somewhat thicker than air. Bound by only our own desires of form. Which remain for some reason there. Drunk on the misty breath of the blood and bones that once called us through the deafening fight of terror and fear.
deafening flight of terror and fear.
A reckless wind that speaks all that it encounters.
Speaks all that it encounters.
My winds blow from the four corners and become.
From the four corners and become.
Me. Unable to land.
Unable to land.
About to perspire of windy halls or of nor'easters or lunatics with hand fans. Aspirant to the Milky Way,
aspirant
a worn
to the
scent
way
that borrows its aroma from the fauna around
borrows its aroma
me,
still from
retaining
the
tinge of barbecue that follows all men's
most
impressive battles. Take off its shoes, hoof and mouth disease ensues.
A tarp is the most appropriate thing for this sort of thing. Scent dies with its image.
Wrap it carefully and fling it under the earth. And let all who walk over it decide whether it is nobler to be dead or alive. Or better yet, mist-like in both. Getty,